There are serious challenges with that position, given that the whole idea of having an inclusive government under the Global Political Agreement was to institute necessary reforms to level the political playing field and prepare for credible elections by creating an environment conducive to the holding of non-violent, free and fair elections. So this position is contrary to the spirit of the GPA and the inclusive government. But it also speaks volumes about the timing of elections as well as the challenges of saying, as Zimbabweans, really, we are out of time even for a new constitution to come into place and to be effected in order to alter the political playing field and level it.
Does SADC have the stamina to stop Mr. Mugabe from holding elections under the current constitution?
Yes, indeed, yes. But this should be in the context of a deadlock where, for example, the MDC formation would strongly come out and say, we are not going to elections under the current constitution, categorically and emphatically. That message is not coming out clearly. But if it does come out clearly, then SADC will be empowered to say, as agreed under the GPA, Article 6 is a requirement for a new constitution that must be subjected to a referendum, and then thereafter we go to elections.